Hi, this is Mark Wyatt with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. The Coalition is a statewide nonprofit bicycle advocacy organization with a mission to promote safe and enjoyable bicycling in Iowa through education, events, better policy, and growing a community of supporters. We're donor-supported, and you can contribute at iowabicyclecoalition.org. We put out a series of blog posts and podcast segments on the Ride Right program. This is a safety program designed around RagBri, but has application for everyday bicycling and group rides. For more information, we have a series of ebook guides on a variety of topics, including Ride Right, gravel bicycling, bike commuting, winter bicycling, and much more. These ebooks are based upon surveys given to Iowa bicyclists and assemble their best advice, tips, and tricks to making your ride more enjoyable. Download our guides at iowabicyclecoalition.org/guides. Ride Right safety tip number 10, the right condition. This is my final tip on Ride Right before the big ride. Ironically, the big tip is get yourself in good physical shape. We start riding on Sunday, so if you're not in shape by the point the ride starts, you got to think carefully about your RagBri plans. Hopefully, you've been following Coach Ertl's advice and his blog and have trained yourself into peak physical condition. I've talked about choosing a bike, wearing a helmet, communicating to other riders, riding safely and legally, keeping focused on what's going on around you, making sure you're able to ride, keeping a positive attitude, paying attention to riding. There'll be a lot of people on the road, and keeping all the Ride Right safety tips in mind will be important. Being in physical shape to ride is important, but don't let me scare you from riding. Bicycling is not terribly strenuous. RagBri is a long-distance touring event. It's not a race. You should stop often, rest in pasture towns, fill up with food and water whenever you need to. Break the ride into short segments. Towns are evenly spaced, so think about stopping every 10 miles or when you reach a town. Find some shade, eat some pie. Take in the entertainment. While you're doing this, let your legs recover and your body temperature cool. If you can't pedal anymore on your bicycle, your bicycle, your body, or your spirit becomes broken, you can always catch a ride on the SAG vehicle. You simply need to stop, turn your bicycle upside down, and wait for the SAG to drive past. Wave and give the thumbs down signal to let the SAG know that you need their services. You may be exhausted and frustrated, but remember that SAG driver's here to help you. And you may not get to camp until the end of the day or when the SAG's full. So as I close out this Ride Right series for the year, I want to remind you to have fun while you're riding. Former RagBri director Jim Green always said, if you aren't having fun, it's not worth doing. So have fun, make new friends, try new experiences, and ride safe. This is Ride Right safety tip number 10, the right condition. If you want to learn more about Ride Right or any other topic that can make your bike ride more enjoyable, visit our website at iowabicyclecoalition.org/guides and download one of our many ebooks on Ride Right, bike laws, e-bikes, mountain biking in Iowa, and much more. The Iowa Bicycle Coalition exists because of the generosity of our donors. You can contribute by visiting iowabicyclecoalition.org.